We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
New York State will turn over its voter information to a White House commission investigating voter fraud after all. Politico New York Albany reporter Bill Mahoney is joining us on our newsline. Bill, a few weeks ago, Governor Cuomo vowed not to turn over that voter database. So what's changed?
Well, the biggest thing is it was never Cuomo's decision to make. Governor Cuomo came out very strong in June saying New York would never comply with requests for this voter database. But in reality, the database is maintained by the State Board of Elections, which is this quasi-independent agency composed of two Democrats and two Republicans. And under the law, they do give it out to pretty much anybody who asks, as long as they're using it for something that's election purposes. You cannot get your hands on this database and use it to send to people you're hoping to buy your product or just trying to create a database of people for your own personal information. It's designed to be used for election purposes. What we've seen in the past is many times people, this was designed to do things like help investigate election fraud. So the Board of Elections under the state law had little choice but to send this database to the Trump Commission.
So what was Cuomo's opposition to turning this information over?
Well, one of his biggest oppositions was that he said he did not want to perpetuate the myth of voter fraud. This commission was created under the idea that maybe last year's presidential elections, the popular vote didn't reflect what they should have been in reality. Some people like President Trump himself have pushed this idea that there were millions of people who have voted illegally. That's something that there was never any evidence for. And Cuomo and other leading Democrats in New York said they didn't want to help continue this idea and give this commission fodder to spread that seemingly false belief.
So when we talk about turning over this voter database or voter information, what kind of things are we talking about? What's being handed over in specifically?
Anybody who's registered to vote in the state of New York. This has things like their names, their addresses, their date of birth, which elections they've participated in the past. You can see if somebody's missed elections, how often they voted since they first registered, their party enrollment, things like that. What the presidential commission is getting excludes some sensitive information like social security numbers and driver's license ID numbers, which are not public under New York state law. But this does contain pretty much everything that you put on your voter registration form otherwise, and all the records when you show up to your polling place and sign in, that's maintained in this database.
Politico New York Albany reporter Bill Mahoney. Bill, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.